You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion. Delivered by conflicting media reports, we connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content this morning, please join me in welcoming our featured guests on Police Appreciation Week. We have got Raul Quesada, Chief of Police, Anaheim Police Department. Welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. And Sergeant Darren Wyatt from the Anaheim Police Department. Welcome.
Morning, Ron.
Glad to have you both with us. We are very, very appreciative of everything our law enforcement officers do for us every day around the country, and very honored to have Anaheim's representatives in chatting with us this morning. Maybe we'll have to celebrate. Yeah, I like to celebrate. You know me, I like to celebrate every day. National Cherry Cobbler Day today. Having been definitely beating anorexia, I will certainly be indulging in some cherry cobbler today as the day goes on. Watching the markets for you as well. Dow Jones down 43 as we speak. Oil, it's up just a little bit. The 10-year U.S. Treasury down a little bit. And I've shared that with you. We're at 1.739 is the yield on the U.S. 10-year Treasury. Heading downward to 1.40, you heard it here first. We will continue sharing that information as that continues to move down. And I share that only for one reason. That's so that you will know the data and you'll be ready to take care of your family. Unfortunately, the one that gets hurt the most by that 10-year Treasury and the drop of the 10-year Treasury, yeah, that would be our senior citizens who are living on fixed income. But on Friday, we will have Jay Kaplan coming in. We might have some solutions for some of our seniors at that point. Talking about solutions, one area where we will not see any solutions coming to market. Once again, it's amazing that we continue seeing this. And I have folks, especially on some of our social media channels, asking me, Ron, why do you bring up national and international news on local social media? And it's very simple. It affects us. So the IMF, unbelievable. IMF, it's easy for them to spend other people's money. Proposing debt relief for Greece once again. Unbelievable.
This is ridiculous.
So they're saying Greece won't have to make any payments on their debt until the year 2040. Can you believe that?
Ow!
Yeah, not good news. Now, the IMF, they have it easy because they come up with this idea. This is the International Monetary Fund. They come up and say, you know, Greece shouldn't have to make any payment on their debt until 2040. And we don't mind that because it's Germany's money. Yeah, well, it's easy to spend somebody else's money and say no payments on that debt. But the question that I would pose is anybody really watching what's going on in Venezuela? Yeah, well, they're trying to spend other people's money, Bernie Sanders, and watch what's happening. Their coal economy is in chaos. They have got 92% taxes. Bernie wants 90. But Venezuela, 92% taxes, and their society is out of money. No food, no water, no electricity. And that includes for children, people that are in hospitals. Now they're going to sell oil at a reduced rate to China. China certainly doesn't expect to get their money back, but they're going to do it on a reduced rate to China in exchange for China lending money to Venezuela. Does anybody understand this stuff? I look at it or I listen to it and wonder, how do you continue doing the same things over and over again and expecting different results? Yeah, Hillary just popped in, and she's going to probably talk to us about the same issues, wanting different results by doing the exact same thing. But we know here we keep doing the same thing. This is obviously here in the state of confusion. We are wondering, how do we continue doing these same things? We continue to elect some of the same people. And I share this as a just a simple method of giving you a point of reference. $2.798 national, or the state average, for a tank of gasoline here in the state of confusion. $2.798. Point of reference, Hawaii, they don't have refineries there. They're paying $2.66 a gallon, 13 cents less than we pay. And the national average is $2.22.6. So we are, what is that, 77 cents, 57 cents above the national average in California because we like to tax ourselves. Anybody understand this methodology? I don't get it. I'm just a simple guy. But then again, we might have some fun coming up, thinking about just a little, the elections. June 7th is our election here in California. Got to wonder about this one. The Democrat Party going heavily in favor of Hillary. Except for probably the most infamous politician in the state of California. Nancy Pelosi is still not giving her endorsement to Hillary Clinton. I wonder if she wants to move to Venezuela. You know, I'm wondering, can we get a, you know, I got to call one of our attorney friends. It just comes to me. Sometimes I chat with you in the morning and thoughts just come through my head. Every once in a while I filter them. Many times I don't. But we're thinking about all these politicians that tell us if Donald Trump is elected, they're going to leave the country. I think they're going to be sued for false advertising when they stay here. Now, because I would certainly hope some of them, Mr. Baldwin, will leave the country when Trump is elected. And I don't even like Trump. But holy cow, unbelievable watching what's going on here. Taxes, taxes, taxes. Yes, you can't think about an election in the state of confusion without the consideration of taxes. So now we're looking at more tax opportunities, ways to spend more money, let the politicians in Sacramento spend more money. Transportation tax measures will be on the November ballot. It looks like there is a lot of them coming up. Unreal. But they don't want to follow through on some of the other ones. Think about this one. We started talking about this yesterday. Prop 30. One of the requirements when we passed Prop 30 was something called transparency. And that is absolutely a four-letter word. It's the only four-letter word a politician won't use is transparency. Because they don't want you to know how they're spending your money. Think about it. So they were supposed to have an audit of where the money was going from Prop 30. That was 4 years ago. They haven't been able to figure out how to do an audit in 4 years. Think about it. If you get one of those letters from the Franchise Tax Board or the State Board of Equalization, you think you can put them off for 4 years? Probably not going to happen too well, but this is the state of confusion. We don't mind that kind of thing happening here. Little housing numbers. We're doing pretty good in housing right now. Housing starts came in at an annual rate of 1.172 million in April, topping the estimates. I wonder if that means we're going to start getting some increases from the Federal Reserve. Well, the economist told us no yesterday, so we will see what happens. Labor Department, they reported prices at the consumer, easy for me to say, at the consumer level rose 0.4% in April. That was about a 33% increase above what was expected. So is the economy doing that well? Yeah, well, we know better than that. The economy is not doing well when we start looking at how many people are having challenges getting jobs. A real unemployment rate of 9.8%. That is BLS number from U6. That's where you get real unemployment, not the fake number. And again, I had some fun studying these things. Yeah, I know I'm a little weird when I say you study economics and call it fun. You can't use those two things in the same sentence, but I did at Chapman College, and we learned there, U3, that means if you work 1 hour per month for pay, you're fully employed. That's what the U3 number tells you. That's why I say it's a fake number at 5% unemployment, fake. Now let's look at U6. That's the people that are unemployed or underemployed at 9.8%. Those people don't say the economy is doing so well. And maybe that's the reason that the Federal Reserve is now looking like they will not increase interest rates in June or July or September. But we'll see. Those are just what the economists are predicting right now. Dow Jones down 56 and the 10-year Treasury down now 1.5 basis points. Heading toward that 140 and saving you some money on your mortgages. That is basically where we're heading. I've been sharing that information with you going right along. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, a lot of good stuff going on with the police, but it doesn't make the news. Why? Well, we're going to chat about that today, and we're going to share the good news and the good things that are going on with our law enforcement folks on Police Appreciation Week. In a seller's market, is it something you want to do in downsizing? We'll talk about it. How much can removing one negative item raise your credit score? And some people are saying it's the worst time in 15 years to be a first-time home buyer. I disagree, but we will chat about that as well. You can reach me anytime off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, you can catch it. We're going to have 400,000 people this month watch the replays. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel and the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. What are you going to do about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. The question this morning, how much can removing one negative item raise your credit score? Well, that's a pretty good question right there. Not going to help a whole lot. The idea here is negative items can stay on your credit report 7 years in many instances, a little bit longer on certain items. But the whole idea, everything that's on your credit report, the law basically says it has to be accurate and complete and verifiable. Accurate, complete, and verifiable. The issues are many, many items on your credit report are not complete. They're not accurate. And then you have to wonder, how do they verify them? Again, don't push that little button on there that says dispute. That's probably the worst way to dispute an item or try and get something corrected on your report. The idea here is make sure that your report is accurate. When it says that you've got a credit card that you've had for 10 years and it says that it's reporting for 3 years, that's not accurate and it harms your credit score. When you have a bankruptcy and it shows items that were discharged in bankruptcy, yet they still show as a past due balance, that is not accurate. Those items will harm your credit score. Many times, in fact, bankruptcy will increase your credit score. Think about that concept, because now you don't have those obligations to deal with. If you have any questions on that, feel free to call me anytime, 800-306-1990. I can put you in touch with the right people. That is Your Credit Matters, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So as you know, this is Police Appreciation Week. And if you've listened to at least one broadcast on Ron Siegel Radio, you will know that I am a big, big proponent of law enforcement. They do a great job every single day. I urge you on a regular basis, whenever you see a law enforcement officer, first responder, at any kind, Starbucks. Now, if you're spending $10 a day at Starbucks, buy the officer's coffee for them. And at a restaurant, same thing. So this morning, we get the opportunity to chat on Police Appreciation Week with Chief of Police Raul Quesada and the Public Safety Media Relations Sergeant Darren Wyatt. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Ron.
Morning, Ron.
Glad to have you both with us. So, Chief, the idea here is the media, and I unfortunately have to include myself as part of media, we seem to have this bad perception right now of what's in our society. How long have you been in law enforcement? It's just the first question, I guess.
I've been in law enforcement for about 24 years now.
24 years. Do you know of anybody that ever gets in trouble when they say yes, sir, or yes, ma'am, to a law enforcement officer?
Not usually. No, not at all.
Right? I mean, I just marvel at the people that go out there and they say that, you know, I watch TV and you get some of these goofballs like Al Sharpton who are out there making their commentary. And it seems to me like it incites people more than trying to solve any kind of an issue.
Yeah, I would agree. Usually at the time, they're going to focus on a specific incident, not getting the full story. Sometimes they're only one side of the story. But usually, as we know, there's a lot more to it. So an opportunity to have a conversation with the department to find out exactly what happened, it goes a lot further.
Where are the best places for the average citizen to go out and chat with law enforcement?
You know, here at the Anaheim Police Department, come to the station. It's your station. It's a community station. Come on in. Have a conversation with the police officers there.
Do you get a lot of requests for people going out and to come to charitable organizations or civic organizations, schools? You know, the one big thing that I think is a area that always needs to be dealt with is young people who have such a bad connotation. I mean, you see, I've got a 21-year-old son, and it took us a long time to get him to realize that police officers are your friend and they're not the person that you're worried about.
That's correct. We actually do a lot of great programs here. We actually have motor officers who arrive to elementary schools in the morning just to welcome the kids. They do that in the morning. They do that in the afternoon just to break that barrier. There's no fear. We're your friends.
And that's an important message. I mean, I before we were going live on air this morning, we started chatting a little bit about events coming up. And holy cow, just off the top of your head, I'm looking at 10 or 12 different events. And I was sharing with you that I've had Frank Shankwitz, the founder of Make-A-Wish. And I love the program because it started as law enforcement officers with a terminally ill child. And you were sharing, was it Cotella High School?
Correct. We recently, unfortunately, met with a Jacob from Cotella High School who has bone cancer, and he's terminal here. Very sad situation. And part of the conversation, he always wanted to be a police officer. So a few of our officers, about 20 to 25 police and fire, went to his house along with administration from Cotella High School. Cotella High School principal presented him with his diploma. And shortly after he received his diploma, I actually swore him in as an honorary police officer.
That is so exciting. I bet it made, you know, his day and gave him a little excitement in you know, a grim situation.
It was very emotional. Even myself, as I raised my hand to swear him in, got a little teary-eyed because this is the other side of police work. It's working with the community. It's not just taking people to jail. It's working with the community, preventing crime. But just that one-on-one interaction, it's amazing.
So let me ask you that question, because you brought that, mentioned preventing crime, and there's some conversation in different areas that with the, I guess, the advent of social media and everybody and their uncle carrying a video camera, is there any truth to the commentary that people are saying the police officers now are looking more to just solve crimes than prevent crimes?
Not at all. You know, we take a very proactive approach in preventing crime by holding coffee with the cop meetings in residential areas, at a Starbucks, where it's just an opportunity to meet with the community. There's no agenda set. We allow the community to come in, just ask whatever questions that they have. In addition to those, we have neighborhood watch programs, business watch programs. We want to prevent crime from occurring.
And that's amazing. Again, it's another one of those issues that, you know, unfortunately, one of the few things that I've heard President Obama say that I agreed with was, unfortunately, if it bleeds, it leads, right? Where's the media coverage of some of those different events where you have, you know, coffee with cops and the officer, you know, we all look and say, well, there's a police officer at the elementary school. He's trying to find somebody to give a ticket to, as opposed to saying good morning to children.
Exactly. It's the other side of police work again. We have to get media to look beyond the black and whites. What else is going on? Again, just to emphasize some of our programs, we have motor officers taking the radar guns out at the parks. Basically, they're working with the kids and just radaring how fast the kids are throwing balls. That's all it is. We're not issuing citations there. It's just, again, interaction with the youth.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Which way they would have been able to do that when I was of course, I wasn't very good at baseball, but you know, those are the kind of fun things that people sometimes don't realize, that a police officer is a person with a job.
Correct.
Right? I mean, you're going to see the police officer at getting breakfast and lunch and at the grocery store. People don't want to realize that it's not just a matter of chasing bad guys all the time.
Correct.
Right. I mean, there's a lot to how much education goes into becoming a police officer.
We, with respect to the requirements, it's a high school diploma to start the process. Obviously, with an advanced degree, promotions are a little quicker, more incentive pay. But the basic, just to be hired, a high school diploma.
So the barrier to entry is not like it's great.
Correct. We're looking for people with the desire to serve the public. That's what really takes the lead and really motivates people to move on.
Is there one of my other passions or areas that I really like to focus? Do those people that are veterans, do they have a quicker path to entry coming into a police department?
I don't know that a quicker path to entry would be the right way to describe it, because everybody has to go through the same process for our hiring standards. However, somebody who's coming from the military already has leadership. They already have dedication. They've already been able to show that they can public service. So obviously going into the process, they would have a little bit of an advantage coming in and making it through the process. But the process itself is the same for everybody.
Well, that's a great thing, just because, I mean, obviously we want the best people that we can in every area. So, you know, like you're saying, they've got some training. They understand, I guess, a chain of command, so to speak, if they've been through military. Do you find many people, is there a difference in the amount of training that they need? Will they get, like, they go through the same coursework, as you say?
Right. The police academy will be the same for everybody. It's about 6 months now. It's constantly evolving. The coursework in the academy is constantly evolving. What the military people will have is they will already have the tactical experience for dealing in the field. So we will be able to teach them the legal side of things, laws of arrest, search and seizure, all of those good things. However, they already have an advantage tactically. Now it's just bringing it back and modifying it to municipal police work.
Interesting. We're going to continue our conversation with the chief and sergeant here when we come back. Got a lot to chat about. There's a lot of events coming up. I'm looking at a tip a cop and a torch run and awards and do the right. Holy cow, a lot of stuff going on with the police that many people are not even thinking about that is part of what our officers do every single day. So we're going to chat with them more about that. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Great event coming up this weekend as well. It's the AmericaRide.com, America Ride, and chat a little bit about that as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at Big Profits Now Live. Live.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSRCMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSRCMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the VIP Hero Program, VIPHeroProgram.com. Great program. I guess I shouldn't say that because I created it, but I will say it anyway, because the beneficiaries are our military, active, retired, reserve, law enforcement, firefighters, doctors, nurses, teachers. We've got a whole slew of folks who will give all of our heroes discounts when buying a home, refinancing a home, estate planning, $5,000 to $10,000 in discounts. VIP Hero Program is where you can get all of the details. The question this morning, in a seller's market, is it time to downsize your real estate? Well, a study by Edelman Berlin reveals that 33% of homeowners who are contemplating selling their house in the near future are planning to scale down. I call it right-sizing. Just because once the kids have moved out, maybe you don't need that real big house. Seller's market, think about this. You've got various tax benefits that you can use once you're over age 55. The interest rates right now are very, very attractive. There is not a lot of inventory on the market to buy houses. So if you are thinking about downsizing, isn't this the time that you would want to sell your property and maybe even talk to Jay Kaplan about purchasing a new property using that reverse mortgage? It's a great tool. Buy a new house with a mortgage and never, ever have a payment. Think about that concept. I like the idea. And if you're one of those people that likes making house payments, well, give me a call at 800-306-1990. You're more than welcome to make mine. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment today, again, brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. So we are continuing our conversation this morning on Police Appreciation Week. We're talking with Chief Quesada, Sergeant Wyatt, about what, you know, the part of policing, part of law enforcement, that goes unheard in many instances. I guess there are some people that are a small percentage of people that get out there and see that officer with a radar gun taking a, you know, measuring the kid's speed or lack thereof of their pitches. But, you know, I've been living in this community in Anaheim Hills area I've lived in Anaheim my whole life. My wife kids me about it. And I've never seen that. And it doesn't get publicized. You know, we were chatting during the break and Sergeant, you're making a comment, and I totally agree with you. With the pet peeve, and I've heard this one so many times. You have to overcome misconceptions, because my belief is that police officers are always doing the right thing, because all they're doing is enforcing a rule or regulation, a law, right? So when somebody says to a youngster, you know, if you don't listen, especially in a restaurant, I've seen this many times in a restaurant. You have police officers over there having a meal, and little Johnny is screaming his head off, and they say, you know, if you don't behave, the police are going to get you.
Right.
Horrible.
It's terrible. It sets a bad thought in their mind that they can really take with them for the rest of their lives, that police are only there to take them to jail. And realistically, that's not the case. The parents should be telling their children, hey, if you ever need something and you're lost, you're in trouble, you need help, that guy in the uniform there is the guy that you need to go and see, or that gal.
So let me ask you this question, because I watch in certain arenas, and the issue, you know, especially you see celebrities that go into a restaurant and they get mobbed, and sometimes you see on the news that they get annoyed by it. Law enforcement officer that's in a restaurant, does it bother them when somebody comes up to say hello or to thank you, or is that inappropriate?
It's certainly not inappropriate. I'll tell you that a lot of the officers may be embarrassed by it, because we're not here for public attention. We're here to serve. But deep down inside, they really, really appreciate it. Lately, over the past couple of months, I can't tell you the number of times that realistically we have had that happen, where people from the public have come up and said, hey, I just want to say thank you for your service. And it's kind of a humbling experience. It's kind of embarrassing. But at the same time, you walk away going, you know, there is a purpose for us doing this job.
It's probably one of the nicer methods of embarrassment that you get.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, because all of us in our everyday jobs and things like that, we do things that can be somewhat, heck, I do it every morning. I talk about things that people think are embarrassing. But, you know, that to me, is there a ethical problem if, you know, we go into a Starbucks, and I've heard some officers say that they're not allowed to, if somebody tries to buy their drink or buy a meal. Is there an ethical problem with that, Chief?
If a citizen or a community member wants to buy them, I have no problem with that. It's a gesture of appreciation. The officer may be resistant to it. Again, they don't want the recognition, but it goes a long way for the officer. They really feel valued. It's that just emotional rush and a sincere thank you and a welcome.
Okay, good. Because I mean, I have heard some say that, you know, we're not allowed to, or they look at it as possibly their, some sort of a violation.
Some can interpret it if it's from a business specifically, but if it's a community member who's just basically saying, thank you very much for your service, I'd like to pay for your coffee, no problem with that at all.
Okay, great. So do it. It's just plain and simple. If you're in a Starbucks, if you're in a restaurant, now these are men and women going out there, and I'm going to just say this because I can. Think about this concept. I mean, I get up every morning and do a radio broadcast to chat with you. You go to work every day. The one thing that never happens or isn't a regular occurrence in my household is when I leave in the morning and say goodbye to my wife, she knows that sometime midday, late day, early afternoon, evening, I'm coming home. Police officers, they're out there, and yeah, we want to make sure they do, but there's sometimes that doesn't happen, and they have to worry about that. So just remember that when you see the police officers in that Starbucks, in that coffee shop, side of the road, just say thank you and remember that they've got a much, much tougher job, a much more serious job than the rest of the world or 99% of us. I think the only ones, police officers, firefighters, military, right? I mean, the rest of us, we're not putting our life on the line every day. So I say thank you to you gentlemen.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So tell us about some of the events. I know we've got this America Ride coming up. We started to talk about that. Saturday, Sunday, it's going to be a great event.
Yeah, we will have our canines will be there doing demonstrations. We will have other personnel from Anaheim Police Department there. We are hoping to have a recruiting booth there because a lot of the people who are targeted here is, as you said, the military personnel. A huge fundraiser for veterans to try and get service dogs and other services for our homecoming veterans. So it sounds like a great event, and we're looking forward to being there.
And if I'm not mistaken, I'm doing this off the top of my head, I think that the Grand Marshal is a retired Anaheim police officer.
Well, Bruno is supposed to be the Grand Marshal. There are some things that may interfere with that that we can't discuss right now. But hopefully he will be able to make it as the Grand Marshal. But we don't know at this point.
Okay. I'm just looking at the flyer, so I'm not trying to divulge anything that's not on their website.
Yeah, it's just something that came up over the weekend that may prevent that.
Okay. So. But regardless, Bruno, we know, has done some great things within our community. So we certainly hope so. We honor Bruno and the veterans and the idea. I love this, their motto for the ride, 22-0.
Yes.
Right. That's a great motto right there. You've got what's coming out there right before that, though? An awards banquet.
Yeah, Thursday evening at the Grove, City National Grove of Anaheim. Anaheim Police Department will be having our annual awards banquet and our retirement ceremony. We'll be honoring a number of police officers for their actions in the field, as well as our retirees who have given decades of service to the city of Anaheim and to law enforcement.
And in addition to those, we're also going to recognize some of our community members who have taken an active role in their respective area of the city, who have contributed to crime prevention, interaction with the communities. They also will be recognized that evening.
That's great. And I hope that there's a big media presence there.
Me too.
Right. I mean, when you have an event like this, an awards banquet, for those of us that have not gone, tell us, is it a show type thing? Is it a dinner? Is it an auction? Tell us a little bit about it.
A little bit of all of it.
A
little bit of everything. We actually put on a production.
Okay.
We recognize our employees for their heroism, for their years of service. Again, our community members. We get to recognize them in front of their families, in front of their peers. As we mentioned earlier, police officers don't usually like that recognition in public, so they get to have it with their own peers.
So you had made a comment before. One of the things that I've noticed is a fun event, or fun, maybe not event, fun to watch for a civilian, is when you were talking about Jacob, that it was the Anaheim Police Department and Fire Department were involved together. A little bit of rivalry there?
Absolutely, and we love it. We are brothers and sisters, and we take care of one another, but there's always that little rivalry that goes on between both.
And that's fun. I was at the Orange County Family Justice event this past year, and at their luncheon, and it was really fun watching that little rivalry because, you know, those of us that are civilians, we see it on TV. And you wonder sometimes how realistic is the things that we see on TV to real life. And it was fun watching, but I think that, you know, when it's time to go to work, that rivalry probably ends.
Absolutely. They have a very difficult job. You know, they run into fire, buildings on fire when we walk away. I wouldn't want to go into a burning building at all.
And it's really interesting. So it's a compliment, right? I mean, because they probably look at what you're doing and saying, you know, something, those bad guys, I mean, we got a water hose and they've got a gun. So that's a little trade off there. Great. You know, it's the first responders. They're out there. They do some great stuff for us all the time. And it's fun having a little bit of an opportunity on Police Appreciation Week to sit down and chat about some of these great things that are being done. We're going to continue our conversation when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. More with the chief and the sergeant when we come back. Is it really the worst time in 15 years to buy your first home? I don't think so, but there is a report out there. We'll see what they have to say about it. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The word on wealth segment today is being skipped. It's Police Appreciation Week, so I don't want to talk about it. And we're going to chat with more stuff. We got some great information here, and I want to save the time because I can. So we're going to talk So during the break, Sergeant Wyatt was sharing some great statistics, and it just baffled me because we hear this news, and I really want you to share some of these numbers with us because these are – the news makes us think that every police officer in every city across the country is constantly having to subdue somebody or take action. And you're sharing less than 1%. Give me the whole statistic so we get it right.
Realistically, studies have shown that in all police contacts throughout the nation, less than 1% of those contacts with a police officer results in a use of force. So we have thousands and thousands and thousands of contacts daily between citizens and the police that don't result in any force being used whatsoever. Yet it's the ones that do result in force that are being publicized the most.
Maybe we need to get rid of these iPhones and Samsungs. What are your thoughts about the body cameras?
Actually, we have them here in Anaheim. We were the first in the county to issue them to our officers. They are a great tool, not only for preserving what exactly happened with the contact, but also as evidence.
So the question I would have with that, because I went through a concealed carry training, and I thought it was just startling to me when I watched a video and the video started off with a officer-involved shooting, and the suspect was shot in the back. And they stopped it right after the suspect was shot. And there was probably 50 of us in this class. And they asked everybody if it was a good shoot or a bad shoot. And without question, everybody thought it was a bad shoot. Then they continued the video and showed that the guy was running and shooting the other way where the camera didn't show. Do you worry about that kind of a problem with the body camera?
We do. There is no perfect technology. Our officers deploy the camera on their chest or on their belt, and that camera basically faces forward. However, if something comes out from the side, that camera is not going to capture what is to the side. So there is no perfect device.
So it's basically, at least it gives everybody, those who need it, the perspective of what the officer is really seeing.
That's correct. And the fact that we deploy multiple cameras gives different angles as well.
Okay. What are your thoughts? I saw that on one of the news broadcasts recently about the police car that has the cameras and it's checking out the license plates all around.
We do. We also have that here. License plate readers, which captures license plates and runs them through to see if they're stolen vehicles, if they're wanted for any type of crime. It's out in public. So again, it's just capturing that information and ensuring that vehicle is not wanted.
Okay, and we were also chatting a little bit about a number that's a disturbing number, 20,789.
Correct. There's 20,789 names inscribed on the memorial wall at the Peace Officer Memorial in Washington, D.C. We added another 252 names just last week, 123 of those from last year, 2015, line of duty deaths across the nation, and the rest were from prior years. There's a campaign going called Below 100 where we're trying to reduce that number nationwide below 100. Unfortunately, we haven't reached it yet. Good news is that we're actually down 20% 2016 year-to-date in line-of-duty deaths. However, disturbingly, we're up 55% of officers being shot and killed.
We got to get that one down, too.
Absolutely.
Is it, I don't understand some of the technology and the calls. I watched that chase that went down into Newport, and they were firing beanbags. And to me, I look at it just as a citizen and say, is there any value to that, shooting a beanbag? To me, it seems like when an officer really feels that they're in danger, I'm just going to say it. I think get rid of the bad guy and let's not worry about the officer being in danger.
Our goal is to take the person into custody with the least amount of force as possible. In a situation where we have a less than lethal weapon, such as a beanbag, we will deploy that. But when we have that device deployed, we also have lethal weapon side by side in the event something occurs. But our goal is to take them into custody without the use of force.
So, but from a non-tactical person, if you've got, I'm right-handed. If I tried to shoot, the first time I ever shot legitimately was at this concealed carry class. I was bad enough trying to shoot with my right hand, no less trying with my left. So if you've got, aren't you putting two people then having to be in position if you've got one guy shooting a beanbag and another guy with a gun next to him?
Yes, absolutely. That's the most ideal scenario. You don't want somebody, like you said, having, you know, a less lethal in one hand and a lethal weapon in the other hand, because it's just not going to be as accurate or as safe. Also, you could have sympathetic fire when you have a situation like that. So what we will do is we'll have one person specifically designated as less than lethal, and then he'll have a cover officer who would be specifically designated to cover him should lethal force be needed. Hopefully that wouldn't be the case.
Very, very, it's fascinating to me. I mean, what you guys do and the training that goes into this, I don't think, it doesn't get publicized. I mean, that's just the bottom line, is we don't hear about these things. And you just hear the news saying they're shooting beanbags. And when I was a kid, I threw beanbags, you know, and it wasn't going to stop anybody. And you just wonder about the value of some of those things. How do you determine, you know, you got a big city. I mean, obviously, we're not the size of Los Angeles or our flagship San Diego, but you got a lot of geography here in Anaheim. How do you determine the location or where to deploy the officers? Is it done? I mean, obviously, I believe, and I may be wrong, the canyon probably donates or contributes a lot of revenue to the city. Then you've got other areas that probably don't have as much revenue. Is the deployment based on where the revenue is? How do you decide some of those things?
The deployment is based on calls for service. So we actually, obviously the calls that are coming through for service, or when our community members actually report crime online, which they have the ability to do so, our crime analysis unit is actually able to take that information and determine where the best place to allocate our resources.
So in the other area that I always, I question also is a city like Anaheim, officers per capita is not a good tool. Right. I mean, I used to do a lot of trade shows. I would go to Las Vegas and you'd see, you know, you've got a city of, I think it was 50,000 at the time. But at certain times, you've got, you know, 500,000 people in the city. Anaheim, same type of thing. How do you deal with things like that?
We are currently allocated 384 officers. We will be jumping to 394 with the support of council here July 1st. Taking those officers and getting deployment as best we can. This is a big city, 52 square miles. Again, 300 and coming up 394 officers plus our civilian personnel. We can always use more.
Sounds like that's a pretty, to me, again, as a layperson, that sounds like a small number for this many, you know, between Disneyland and Angel Stadium and Honda Center, Convention Center, and then 52 miles?
Correct.
That sounds like an awful small number. Am I missing something there?
No, it's again, our council has been very supportive in restoring our numbers back to where we were pre-recession. Ideally, as the city continues to grow, it'd be nice to have additional officers.
In a perfect world, what would you think is a number?
Well, if I can compare us to the city of Long Beach, who's also about 52 square miles with not as many resort destinations, and I believe their sworn capacity is anywhere from 900 to 1,000 officers.
Wow. Now, just again, not knowing statistics, my guess is in some areas of Long Beach, it's probably a little more dangerous than Anaheim.
That's correct.
But they certainly don't have the influx of people coming. I mean, I know they've got a convention center there and they've got the aquarium, probably not nearly as populous as Disneyland. No sports teams. Right. So they've got double the officers, more than double. And wow. Seems like you're having to really cover a lot of area there, Chief.
We are maximizing our resources as best we can. Technology is a great help, but yes.
So there's another thought. Has technology been able to take over for some of the needs in the community?
You know, with respect to our dispatching, each of our cars has GPS installed in the vehicle. So our dispatch center actually can monitor the calls on the screen and dispatch the closest unit. Where in the past, they weren't able to tell where the vehicles were. So technology definitely assists us on response times, making sure we're there as fast as we can.
Is that something you measure as far as the time it takes to get from call to event?
Correct. We actually measure from the time we received the call, how long it took for that dispatcher to enter the information into the system, how long it took for the dispatcher to actually send a patrol unit, and the time the officer arrived on scene until the time it actually completed.
Wow. Amazing. We got one more event that we need to make sure, because we're running out of time, but Tip a Cop. I'm going to tell us about Tip a Cop. What is it?
Yeah, May 26th at the Bubba Gump Shrimp Factory at the Garden Walk. Anaheim police officers will be there serving food alongside the waiters and waitresses there. We should have Special Olympics athletes there as well. But any money brought in as tips will be donated to the Special Olympics, which will then follow on for the Summer Olympics program coming up for Special Olympics with the Torch Run on June 3rd and June 10th.
So we got to go to Bubba Gump's on the 26th. And being that I've beaten anorexia, we're going to have to be there.
Absolutely. And bring your wallet to tip.
Double tip. It's double tip day on May 26th at Bubba Gump's. We're going to see if we can get some information on that and post it right there on Ron Siegel Radio on our Facebook page. And be sure, this week, especially every week in general, say thank you to our law enforcement. They're out there doing a great job. And obviously, we pray every single day that they go home to their family at the end of the day, just like you and I get to. Set that first radio preset button to come back every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to our guests, Chief Quesada, Sergeant Wyatt. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house, in the middle of our street, our house.